kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Isa sa mga unang kaso ng bagong Omicron subvariant BA2 ay na-detect sa Australia noong Disyembre ng nakaraang taon sa isang pasyente sa Queensland. Hindi ito kinukonsiderang hiwalay na variant sa original na Omicron na kilala din sa tawag na BA1 kundi itinuturing na nasa isang pamilya. Tinawag ng mga siyentipiko ang BA2 na subvariant o sublineage. Ang iba namang pangalan nito ay ginamit ng mga opisyal ay kapatid na variant o anak ng Omicron. Ang pinakaunang nadokumentong kaso ng BA2 ay sa South Africa noong 17 ng Nobyembre, isang linggo matapos ang unang kaso ng BA1 sa naturang lugar. Libo-libong siyentipiko ang nag-aanalisa ng genome sequencing data mula sa global database ng GISAID. Isa sa mga grupo na nag-aaral nito ay si Associate Professor Stuart Turville mula sa Kirby Institute ng University of New South Wales.
So we did know that there was one that was, you know, a relative of Omicron that was in the community at the time and has been circulating. It's just been that I guess the question is that when you do get a subvariant, which is small differences, sometimes there's more differences than others, it's really watching it in the field and in the wild and what it's up to. And I guess the first thing that we generally look at doing is how fast the numbers are coming up with a particular subvariant. So is it outcompeting the original one, that when we talk about BA1, which is Omicron that we normally know of. And I guess the second thing is that when they do genomic linkage to particular patients, they can look at severity, but the numbers are really, really low at the moment.
Sa pagkatapos ng Enero, ang BA1 pa rin ang dominanting strain sa buong mundo na umaabot sa 98.8% ng mga kaso. Ngunit sa mga bansang gaya ng Denmark, India at United Kingdom, ang BA2 na ang naging karaniwan at nangungunang variant. Sa Australia, tinatayang nasa 20 hanggang 30 ang kaso ng BA2 na papalo lamang sa 0.3% ng kabuoang kaso ng COVID sa bansa. Ayon kay Professor Seshadri Vasan ng Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, maaaring mas mataas pa ang bilang na ito dahil may mga issue ng pag-aantala sa pag-upload ng data sa GISAID at maliit na bilang lamang ng kaso ng COVID ang ipinapadala sa laboratorio para sa genome sequencing. Base sa tala, pataas ang bilang ng kaso ng BA2, ani Professor Vasan.
We had approximately 18,750 BA2 sequences, and this was 55 countries. If you look at that, Australia had about 22 sequences, and the vast majority of them, over 90%, were from just three countries. So Denmark alone contributed to 14,370, something like that. The UK and India were approximately 1,300 each.
Mas mabilis ang pagkalat sa buong mundo ng bawat bagong COVID variant. Inabot ng 3 buwan ang pagkalat sa buong mundo ng original na COVID variant na unang na-detect sa Wuhan noong Desyembre 2019. Ngunit ang Omicron variant, 1 buwan lang nang makapasok sa 78 bansa. Ayon sa epidemics researcher na si Anton Ercoreca, maituturing itong pinakamabilis na pagkalat ng virus sa kasaysayan. Umabot 6 ng taon bago kumalat sa buong mundo ang Black Death noong 14th na siglo at cholera noong 19th na siglo. Ang tinagurian namang Russian flu noong 1889 na posible ding sanhi ng coronavirus, umabot din ng 3 buwan. Bagaman hindi ganoon kabilis ang BA2 kumpara sa BA1, mas mabilis itong makahawa. Ayon sa paunang data na inaaral ng mga eksperto sa Denmark, ipinaliwanag ni Associate Professor Turville na pinag-aaralan ng mga siyentipiko ang genome sequencing, lalo na ang spike protein area upang mas maintindihan ang pagkalat, bilis na makahawa at potensyal na paglaban ito sa bakuna.
And the spike it's kind of like a flower, and at the tips of the flower, so it kind of got three big petals because it sits as a trimer. And on the tips of the petals is what we call the N-terminal domain, and antibodies like to bind to those areas. So when we have a vaccine, generate antibodies, and they like to bind to those little edges of those petals. And what we see in the sublineage is there's little kind of chunks that are missing, what we call deletions. So, but also the original Omicron variant had those as well. But it's just showing us that, you know, it's just taking little bits away so the antibodies can't bind. It's getting a little bit stickier to cells, and that's the kind of, and we know these kind of changes and how they impact from the studies of the variants that we've looked at in 2021.
Ang BA1 ay may 60 mutations habang 85 mutations naman ang BA2. Isa sa mga pagkakaiba ng BA1 at BA2 ay ang genetic change sa spike gene nito. Ibig sabihin, hindi malalaman kung BA2 sa pamamagitan ng PCR testing at kailangan pang dalhin sa laboratorio upang makumpirma. Ayon kay Professor Vasan, may mga lumalabas ng ebidensya ang mga otoridad ng Denmark at UK kung gaano kaluba ang sakit at impeksyon na maidudulot nito.
It's premature to say whether this particular BA2 might be more problematic. At the moment, we see from colleagues in Denmark that it's not as problematic when it comes to hospitalization or case severity any more than the BA1. However, it does appear to be slightly more contagious compared to BA1.
Sa kasalukuyan, mananatiling subvariant ang BA2 ayon sa World Health Organization. Bahagi ito ng BA1 na may status na variant of concern. Ayon kay Maria Van Kerkhove ng WHO, patuloy na minimonitor ng organisasyon ang mga lumalabas na bagong variant.
Omicron will not be the last variant that you will hear us speaking about. The next variant of concern will be more fit. And what we mean by that is it will be more transmissible because it will have to overtake what is currently circulating. The big question is whether or not future variants will be more or less severe. The other thing we expect with variants is that there may be more immune escape, which means our countermeasures, our vaccines, will be less effective.
Ang grupo naman ni Professor Vasan, pag-aaralan ang tinatawag nilang immune escape characteristics ng BA2.
The key question is whether people who are vaccinated are as protected against this BA2. And if they are not, that's what we call immune escape. Now, there are different things going on here, right? So vaccines are still what we've got to protect yourself from getting a severe disease. If you are double vaccinated, triple vaccinated, then you are less likely to get hospitalization, even if you do get Omicron. However, we do have to study this, and this is what my lab is doing and colleagues around the world are doing.
Tumutugon naman ang mga manufacturer ng mga bakuna sa pag-update ng produkto sa gitna ng mabilis na mutations. Aabot na sa 10 bilyon ang naibakuna contra COVID sa buong mundo at kinumpirma ng Pfizer at Moderna na nagsisimula na sila ng clinical trial para sa mga bakuna na espesipikong ginawa para sa Omicron. Hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin alam kung ano ang pinanggalingan ng COVID-19 sa Wuhan at mga variant nito. Isa si Professor Dominic Dwyer ng University of Sydney na kabilang sa grupo ng scientific kung pumunta sa Wuhan noong Pebrero 2021 upang magsiyasat. Sa nasabing biyahe, may mga isyu ng pagkuha ng impormasyon gaya ng mga respiratory symptoms ng mga naunang kaso ng COVID. Ayon kay Professor Dwyer, mahalagang malaman ang bagay nito para maging handa sa posible pang pandemya sa hinaharap.
Going to try and find out the origins of new viruses, and that's really important. And that's got to be a scientific journey. Ideally one that's not political, because if you understand where new viruses come from and what new viruses might emerge, then you can do something about it. You can develop vaccines, develop plans and so on. We learn things after each pandemic or each big outbreak of disease that make the next one better managed.
Ang ulat na ito ay ginawa ni Biwa Kwan ng SBS News, isinalin sa ating wika at isinlaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.